Hey friends, last we heard about Joseph. His brothers were thinking that they were being punished for what they had done to Joseph so many years earlier for selling him, because they had come into Egypt and Joseph recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. And so Joseph decided to see where his brothers were at, if they still remembered what they had done and how they felt about it. So he accused them of being spies, and he said, "I'll only believe that you're not spies if you bring your youngest brother back, who was Benjamin, Dad's other favorite." And they said, "Oh, we can't do that." So he threw them in prison for a couple of days. Then he decided to let all of them go except for one. Yeah, he kept Simeon, his brother, and he kept Simeon in prison until his brothers would come back with Benjamin. And so they start traveling home, and they go home with grain, because, I mean, that's why they came in the first place, and Joseph sends them with grain. But Joseph did something really interesting on their way back, or well, before they left, but they saw it on the way back. So Joseph had told one of his servants, one of his attendants, to take the money that the brothers had given him, and they paid with silver. And he said, put the silver back in their bags without them seeing it. So the money that they had paid to Joseph for the grain, they they got back in their bags. And when they go on their way, and they're, you know, on their way home, and then they look in their bags and they see the grain, and they also see the silver that was supposed to be in Egypt, and they start thinking, what in the world is going on here? Like, we are going to get in really big trouble if we go back now, because not only will he accuse us of being spies, he's also going to have proof that we're thieves, even though we're not, because they knew they handed the silver off. But anyway, they go home and they tell their dad all about this. And they say, "Dad, we need to bring Benjamin back if we're going to get Simeon back and if we're going to get any more grain." And Dad says, no, not happening. So it seems that life just goes on in their house for a while, and they're eating the grain and they're going about with their daily lives. But then, because the famine was going on for years and years and years, they ran out of grain. And so the only place in the world where there was grain was in Egypt. And so the boys say to their dad, "Dad, we need to go back and get some grain." And Dad says, "Well, that's great. Go ahead and do it." And they say, "But do you remember, we need Benjamin. Otherwise, he's not going to give us any grain, and he's not going to give us Simeon." And this whole time, Simeon isn't with them, and apparently he doesn't care as much about Simeon as he does about Benjamin. And Dad says, "No, I can't do it. His heart is just so broken, and he doesn't want to go through that again." But finally, Judah, one of the other brothers, he says to Dad, "Dad," he says, "I will guarantee Benjamin's safety. Like, if we don't bring Benjamin back, I'll personally, you can hold me personally responsible, but we need to do this." And Dad says, "Okay." And so they send Benjamin with them. They take the silver that they were supposed to pay the first time, and then they take additional silver with them to give for the other grain. And they go and they travel to Egypt, all of them with Benjamin. And they come and they stand in line again, and they're moving up in line, and they get to the front of the line, and guess what they do again? They bow down to their brother, something they never said that they would do, remember? And again, they still don't recognize him. And they apologize, it's like, "We are so sorry, and we found the silver, and we didn't know how it got there, and we really didn't do it, I promise we didn't do it, and now we brought this extra silver, and we brought Benjamin, see, he's here." And you know what Joseph did when he saw Benjamin? He cried. Because that's his brother, like his blood brother. His full blood brother, and he cried, but he still didn't let on. And then you can see as you're reading through the Bible account of this that he starts softening up, and he brings Simeon out, and Simeon's back with them, and then he tells the boys, or he has somebody tell the boys, let's get ready for dinner tonight, because you're gonna be eating dinner with Joseph. Except they don't call him Joseph. I don't know what they call him, and they say, okay. So they get all cleaned up, and then they get to dinner, and they have assigned seats. And guess how their seats were assigned? In order of age. And so from the oldest to the youngest, that's where they had to sit. And of course, how were the seats? Who was it that knew the age of the guys? It was Joseph. And they were just amazed that somebody knew. I mean, somebody knew them. That's a significant point about you, is that God knows you like that. You know, like Joseph knew where his brothers fit on the table. God knows where you fit best in life. And there's so many different Bible passages that talk about that. There's in the book of Acts, There's a speech that the Apostle Paul is giving where he's reminding everybody that God knows the exact places that you would call home and the exact places where you would live, and he planned that out for you. God planned that out for you. There's such a special passage in the book of Ephesians, where it says that you are God's workmanship. And we don't use the word workmanship very often, but the way I like to say it is that what that passage means is that you are God's work of art. You're his work of art. There's never been anyone on earth like you, and there never will be ever again. God knows you. There's another passage in the Bible where it says that God knit you together in your mother's wombs, just carefully pieced you together, piece by piece. You're not a cookie cutter. You weren't made to be like everybody else. You were made just to be you. You are exactly who God wants you to be. And that's worth celebrating. You don't need to go and impress anyone else. You can just live your life in gratitude to the God who made you you and thought that the world would be better off with you in it. We'll see you tomorrow.